You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Igniting Souls podcast, episode 113, how to turn your book into a dream business. Hey, it's Carrie Oberbrunner here, your host. I am thrilled to be here with you today. I just got back from a fantastic trip to Tennessee. It was brilliant. I mean, seriously, I gave so many people hugs. Listen, when I was a young guy, I was not a hugger. I don't know. Maybe that's you too, but I don't know. Maybe too cool for that or whatever. But as I get older and I see old friends, or friends that I've been friends with for a while, they don't necessarily need to be old. It is just great to give them a hug. I hugged Jeff Brown, Dan Miller, Grant Baldwin, Brian Dixon. I mean, all Aaron Walker, Jamie Slingerland, all these fantastic people down in Tennessee. Lady J. I mean, it was like a family reunion to get back there. And so many cool things happening. In fact, let me just give you a few little tips here that I learned, and then we'll jump into the topic of the day, which is how to turn a book into a dream business. So I always challenge people, like, look for people in the industry that you can collaborate with. Lately, I've been thinking about this little phrase that my friend Ashley told me. Ashley is Dan Miller's daughter, and she's already doing crazy cool stuff herself, but she travels all over the country in an RV with her husband and family, and it was hilarious and fun to hear what they're doing. But anyway, she says, look for people that you can complete, not compete. Look for people that you can complete and not compete. And I guess she got that from my friend Deb and Gino. And anyways, the point is this. A little while ago, I was missing my buddy Brian Dixon, and you know, him and Mike Kim and I, we all hang out together. But Brian was, you know, a guy that I haven't seen in over a year. And I said, Brian, let's get together and just hang. And why don't we look, where are you going? And he said, I'm not really going to any conferences. I have young kids too. And I said, well, where are you going to be? And he said, I'm going to be in Franklin, Tennessee. So I said, look, why don't we do this one day mastermind where we just connect and we offer it for authors and bloggers and speakers. And we did. So we basically rented out this little coffee shop called Frothy Monkey. Pretty funny. Maybe you know about that. If you know about Frothy Monkey or you've ever been there, go ahead and say hey. But it's a fantastic place. And we got the upper room and we hung out and we taught these fantastic people, all kinds of people. People flew in from DC and Colorado and Florida and all over the place to learn about how to grow their online business. And we built a product while we were there. That was new. We said, let's not only go down there and invest in these people. And by the way, I got to give a shout out to Joan Turley, awesome lady, Paula, one of our clients as well, and Rick. Those three came down and we just had an absolute blast with them. They're all working on their books, but we let the cameras roll. So we basically invested in these people, and then we created a product right then and there. And the product is, it's called VPS Jumpstart, and I'll tell you more about it in the future, but it is a GPS for navigating your online business. And the point is this, like, wanted to hang with Brian, wanted to invest in people, we created a product. I hung out with Dan and Joanne Miller and, you know, some of my favorite people on the planet, and they said they want to do Escaping Shawshank again, so we might be doing that here in the next 12 months, and it was great. Hugged tons of people, learned, and what I'm saying is it is a dream life. you know, came back, hung with my kids on the trampoline most of the day yesterday, you know, spent time with my wife last night, chatting and catching up. And this life that I now have was not possible before books. All of this has been made possible because of books. And did I work hard? Sure. Did God give favor? Yes. Have doors been opened? Absolutely. But I want to share with you today what a book can do. I can go literally to any place in the world, and by making a few little connections via social media, I can basically talk on how to become an author, or how to write your book, or how to turn your book into a dream business, or I can teach on my content. When did I prepare my speech for the whole day mastermind? Brian took 2 sessions, I took 2 sessions. You know when I prepared it? The night before. Why? Because a book makes that possible. I've internalized information that I now know and own, and it helps me kind of like wield these weapons. And that's what a book is. A book is a weapon. It's a tool. It's a business. And so in today's podcast, I'm going to teach you a little bit more about how to turn your book into a dream business. And we have some very cool things planned. If you're running or driving, just listen up. You can always catch the show notes with carryoverburner.com/113. This is episode 113, so carryoverburner.com/113. And I'm just going to give you some value, some things to think about, and then get you on your way. Because maybe you've never thought about books, or maybe you are an author, but you haven't done it the right way. You're going to walk away with, I think, a little bit bigger vision of what is possible. All right. I want you to spell the word dream. D-R-E-A-M. D-R-E-A-M. And that is the acronym that we're going to use today as we talk about books. Here's why. Coming up May 31st, as in like a couple days, I'm taking people on a deep, deep dive into an entire webinar. I also created a free ebook. These are both your tickets to basically learn more. And the book is called How to Turn Your Book into 18 Streams of Income. It's one of our most downloaded ebooks we've ever had. It's floating around on Facebook. People are eating it up because most people don't think and they don't realize that their book is actually a business. In fact, I was talking to my friend Kent Julian, another great guy, and Andy Traub, and I was talking to these guys about how literally every single book I've done, the last 4 books, I have turned into 18 streams of income. And I don't treat a book like a business card. In fact, if you've been told that your book is your business card, it's not true. What do people do with business cards after a networking event? They toss them in the trash. People should not toss books in the trash. In fact, they don't. Books change lives. And if you don't put importance upon your book or your future book, you're missing influence, impact, and income. So let's spell the word dream, D-R-E-A-M, and I'm going to talk about how to turn your book into a dream business. I'm going to spell the word dream and tell you what books have done for me, D-R-E-A-M. That's five things a book has done for me. And then if you want more on this, grab the free ebook and jump on the webinar because we are literally going to teach this model. We have about 4,000 people that have registered for this particular webinar. And this puts us at about 60,000 authors that we've taught. And why do I do that? Because I love to help people along the way. I was so stuck as an author in the beginning, as an aspiring author, as someone who could never get published. And then I figured out a system. I figured out how to do it. From this webinar, we are going to have applications, and some people want to actually be published with us. They want me to help them publish their book, take care of everything. In fact, show them our 52 mini mission model system. on how to write, publish, and market a book the right way, even though you're busy, with just a little bit of time each week. And the success stories are off the charts. In fact, I need to play one sometime. I don't know if I'm going to do that today. Maybe at the end I'll play a quick testimony. I think I'll play Mel. Mel has given a testimony recently, so I better write that down. Better not forget. But anyway, we're going to pick 25 people to work with next, and maybe it's your time. And that would be super cool. So the first thing a book does is it's demystify. A book will literally help you demystify. What do I mean by that? So many people are foggy. I meet people all the time and they say, Carrie, I need clarity. You know, I could do this or that, or I'm not sure what to do. There's five options, or, you know, they try to tell me what they do and it sounds super cloudy. And I tell people, clarity attracts, confusion repels. I don't know of any other better discipline, better process than writing a book if you want to demystify your direction in life, demystify a problem, demystify a challenge. Writing has been scientifically proven to show that it helps you work out your thinking. Maybe you are an extrovert and you say, you know what? Well, Carrie, I just talk things out. I get it, okay? I'm married to an extrovert. I have some extrovert kids. Some are introverts. But I get it. A lot of people say they have to talk things out. And yet, I know crazy big extroverts. I could drop names, but I won't. Who say that, you know what? Even though I love the crowd, even though I get energized by the crowd, when I sit down with a pen and paper or with my computer and actually sit my butt in a chair and write it out, I walk away with so much clarity. Why? Because there's something about the way our brains work. It's the eyes, it's the brain, it's the fingers. Everything is integrated so that you're not just talking out an idea and then it's gone. I mean, think about anything. Business proposals written down. Speeches initially written down, right? Instructions written down. I mean, you name it. Building a house, it's called a blueprint, written down. People do not want to hear everyone just talk things out. Why? Because it is not permanent. It is not permanent. You cannot internalize it the same way. You cannot go back and reread the sentence and underline and circle. There is just something about the written word. Look, even if you're not a person of faith, how did God choose to communicate? Through the written word. In fact, he told Moses, write this down. Hey, Moses, this is important. Don't forget it. Write it down. There is something about writing that helps you demystify what is in your head. It's called clarity. That is what a book does for you. Now, I'm not telling you today because I don't have time. I don't have slides. I don't have, you know, all the visuals that I need to teach you how to turn your book into a dream business. That is going to be later. That's going to be on Wednesday, May 31st. If you want the URL super quick right now, it's just Carrie Oberbrunner Webinars, carrieoberbrunnerwebinars.com/dream. Or again, carrieoberbrunner.com/113. But let's go into the R now. Okay, next let's go with R. R stands for refortify. What will a book help you do? A book done the right way. You got to write it, publish, and market it the right way. That's exactly what we teach. But it helps you re-fortify. What does that mean? That means strengthen. There are some businesses and brands and people out there. In fact, I've met so many of these people in the last week. The average age of the people that I met, besides a breakfast with some younger people were probably about 45 to 65. And these people, you can tell, they've had crazy good things happen in their life and bad things, but they have tons of experience. They have tons of wisdom, but they don't understand their assets. They don't understand their worth in the marketplace. They don't understand how to position themselves. And as a result, you can see it. They lack confidence. I've met a lot of people in this last week who said, you know, I got 31 years here. In fact, there's a guy that I just met who said, I got 31 years at this one place. And you can tell he's in a rebranding. He's in a transition. In fact, this guy told me, I'll just mention this guy. This guy, Bruce, that I met, who had 31 years at a certain place, he told me, because of longevity and medicine and these other things, we now have another 30 years. And he said, what are we going to do with those additional 30 years? It used to be when you reached 65 or, you know, in your 60s, you're planning for the end. I mean, you're kind of done. Now you have maybe a bunch of decades left. And people don't understand that a book will actually help them refortify themselves, their brand, their value proposition statement in the marketplace, their USP, their unique selling proposition. A book helps you basically collect and categorize and refortify your value in the marketplace. I've seen it time and time again that people are on fire after they go through a book process because now they know what their strengths are. Let's go to the next one, edify. The next word is edify. Edify is a very cool word. I love the word edify because I'm a love language guy for words of affirmation. And I tell my kids all the time, I say, look, words can build up or words can tear down. Words can breathe life or words can breathe death. The word edify literally means to build up. It means to improve somebody with the spoken word, with the written word. I mean, you can edify someone with writing as well. But what a book does is it literally helps you edify. It helps you edify your contribution in the world. What do I mean? Like just take your secret name, take Deeper Path, take Day Job to Dream Job. All three of my last nonfiction books have literally, no joke, edified my contribution in the world. I met people at Dan's event that came up to me and said, again, I'm no big stuff, right? But they came up to me and they said, oh, you're Kerry, I have your book. It's called The Deeper Path. In fact, one guy from South Carolina who's a college professor in counseling came up to me and said, yeah, I read that book and you know it was really good. And in other words, the book went before me and it basically built up my value. So not only is it going to refortify and strengthen you, it strengthens your brand, but it actually builds you up. And it's kind of like someone giving you an introduction, okay? A book is like an introduction to your products and services. And a book done well will actually prepare people to sample your products and services. I use the Jimmy Dean sausage strategy quite a bit. I talk about how, you know, you give someone some free sausage at Sam's Club or Costco. They're not even planning on it. And what do? They love it. They taste it. They smell it. There's a coupon. There's a 2-for-1 and they buy it and they put it in their cart and now they're customers. It's the same thing with a book. A book edifies you before people even meet you. So I have people all over the world that I've never physically met. In fact, I call this passive impact. Passive income's great, and that's what a book does. I literally go to sleep, and then at night, my books sell all over the world on eBay. I mean, yeah, actually on eBay. I've seen my books on eBay. Audible, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I mean, all over the place. If you do your book well, you'll have your book in 39,000 channels around the world. But here's the point, and that's what we do. We get our clients' books everywhere. If you go with CreateSpace or you go with certain other self-publishing outfits, you literally leave so much on the table. Nothing against CreateSpace. I love them. There's certain reasons why to use them. But if you use them and them alone without some of the tips, tricks, and tools we teach, you will never, ever be in a brick and mortar store because CreateSpace does not allow returns. Why? Because they don't want to get into returns from bookstores. And so as a result, brick and mortar bookstores will never carry you because your book is not returnable. It also doesn't include a wholesale discount for bookstores. So they don't want to carry it because it's not profitable for them. In addition, if you only go with CreateSpace, they do not allow a pre-sale strategy. So all of your sales in your pre-sale phase count to the first week of sales and bestseller lists. And unfortunately, if you go with CreateSpace, they don't allow you to pre-sale. They basically say you have to hit publish and then you go live on the same day. And again, most people don't realize this and they lock themselves out of all kinds of cool bonuses and privileges and perks that they should have, that all the big traditional publishers have, but most people don't know how to do it. This is the model I teach. This is why I want you on carryoverrunner.com/113. There's a link in the show notes for the next free live webinar where I'm going to teach you all about how to turn your book into a dream business. And that's one of the steps, is distributing it with the right people. And if you want, just again, carryoverrunnerwebinars.com/dream. But here's the point. I can go to sleep at night and my book literally creates passive impact. I share this a lot where I don't even know people, but I get an email or our team gets a tweet or whatever, and it says, hey, your book changed my life. I know we've never met, but here's how. And that is the coolest feeling in the world for those of you who want impact. Here's the point. You need a book to help edify you and your brand. And we all get these brain picking requests. Hey, can I pick your brain? Hey, can I meet with you and pick your brain? You don't have time for that every single day. I mean, at some level, you're going to burn out. You're going to fade out. You're not going to be able to say yes to everybody unless you have a book. And you say, yeah, I'd love for you to pick my brain. Here it is. It's my book. It's my best thinking in 4 hours. It's 4 lunches. Read it, and then let's talk. And a lot of my clients, like Amy Schmidauer, love her book for that reason, because it's now a filter. It helps her only work with clients that are the really, really qualified ones that she wants to. Everybody else, she says, you know what, just my book's enough. You know, check out my book. And it helps her actually save time, because now she's not wondering, should she meet with everybody in the world? The first step is, hey, read my book, then let's talk. And it sells books, but it qualifies clients as well. Next, let's go into the A. A is amplify. My buddy Brian Dixon loves the word amplify. It's one of his favorite words, but it's now becoming one of my favorite words. And that's exactly what a book does. A book adds volume. It turns up the volume for your message. Every single person has a message. Every single person is a messenger with something to say or sell. And you might say, Carrie, well, I'm a nonprofit. You have a message. Well, Carrie, I just, you know, clip grass. I own a lawn company. You have a message. It's called save time. Let us do the dirty work. Look, every single person is a messenger with a message, and a book allows you. In fact, let's take the lawn business. I helped a guy out one time a few years back write a book who is in the lawn business. Maybe that came out subconsciously there for a reason. But the point is this, any single business needs a book. Seriously, You name one business to me that doesn't need a book or wouldn't profit from a book or wouldn't benefit from a book. I can't think of it. I literally cannot think of it. Why? Because a book turns up the volume on your message. Why? Because it's portable. It is something that is eternal. Books last forever. Books are this crazy, amazing thing that create instant credibility. We say Michael Jordan wrote the book on basketball. There's a perceived expertise and credibility that comes with writing a book. And it's because it turns up the volume. It amplifies your influence, impact, and income in the world. And then lastly, I almost just said it. Let's go to the M, which is magnify. Magnify. A lot of these words are similar, but they're slightly different. And let's just repeat. We're spelling the word dream, and we're spelling the word dream because we're talking about books. And books literally, a book can literally help you. It is your ticket into your dream business. It really is. Why? Because it's going to help you demystify what's in your head. It's going to bring you clarity. It's going to refortify or strengthen your value proposition statement in the marketplace. It's going to help you edify, right? Or build up your brand before people even meet you. It's going to help amplify your volume. It's going to just be able to blast your message much louder across the seas, across the internet. I get in so many podcasts and TV and radio. Why? Because I have a book. Hey, Carrie, can we bring you on the podcast to talk about your book? They don't just say, hey, can we bring you on the podcast to talk about your business? No, everybody wants to know what your book is about. And again, for all my Author Academy Elite students, I teach them a system called Podcast Tour or Blog Tour or Launch Party or Digital Press Kit. These are all ways that you can use a book to literally amplify your volume in the marketplace. And then the last one is M, magnify. And that is exactly what a book does. A book magnifies everything that you're doing. And literally, I just got away from a Tennessee trip. People came up to me. One guy came up to me and said, my wife listens to your podcast, Igniting Souls podcast. And she loves it because she's a speech therapist. And she loved your story about you struggling with stuttering as a kid. And where did she find that out about? Your secret name. The book, Your Secret Name, where I talk about that. This happens, folks. And again, maybe I'm just getting older. I've always been bald. But I'm starting to see now, 14 years in the marketplace, how after 7 books and now literally 300 of my students publishing them, the books are just taking this major magnification. In fact, that's what 2017 is becoming. It's seeing how books have magnified every single thing we're doing. Look at Obama, look at Steve Jobs, look at singers, actors, actresses, inventors. What's common about every single one of them? They have a book. Okay. Why? I mean, success leaves clues, people say. Why do all these successful people have a book? In fact, Jesus has a book. He didn't write it. People wrote it about him, right? The point is this. People understand the power of a book and how a book is a ticket to their dream business. Again, the last few days, traveled all across different states. The book was my ticket. I didn't pay for my housing. I didn't pay for my food. I didn't pay for my travel. I didn't pay for the mastermind. I got paid because a book was the ticket to all these things. I want to invite you on private special webinar this week. It is crazy fun. We're going to have over 4,000 people jump on. get your ticket now. It is free. You will get the free ebook, How to Turn Your Book into 18 Streams of Income, and the free ticket to the webinar. You might say, Carrie, but I can't watch the webinar live on Wednesday. We give you a four-day replay. So we're going to go live on Wednesday. We have a bunch of people bringing people to the party. We have Amy Schmidhauer's bringing people to the party. We have Brian Dixon. We have Mike Kim. We have just a lot of unique, fantastic friends. We're going to have a big old party, and I'm going to teach you how your book can be your dream business. Want to see you there, and let's listen to Mel, and then we will close out this podcast. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. And literally, you have a message. You are a messenger. Stop delaying. Stop making excuses. Stop arguing for that which you don't want. Take the first step. Take imperfect action. Don't worry about step 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 if you haven't taken step one. Step one is to see me at Carrie Oberbrunner Webinars/dream book. Let me say that again. Originally in the episode, I messed up. I came back to find the correct URL. It's carrieoberbrunnerwebinars.com/dream book. Don't forget the book at the end. Now let's listen to Mel.
Hi, my name is Melanie Willard, and I'm the author of Dare to Be Raw, which is my true story of triumph over tragedy. I started writing my book last July, and I had it in my hands in November, and that would never have happened had I not joined Author Academy Elite. I had two launches. My first was in December. I had about 125 people there. Local businesses provided gifts and prizes. My friends and family made some baked goods, and all the decorations actually came out of my bush. So the entire cost of the evening was no more than $150. And it was a huge success and a really amazing night. My second launch was about a month ago on Facebook Live, which was my Amazon launch. And again, the costs were really minimal. I had a volunteer panel of experts come and discuss the mental health topics in my book, borrowed my brother's boardroom. And so again, I made it happen with very minimal costs. So you just need to be creative and use people and the resources around you, and you're going to be amazed at what can come out of that. The second thing I just want to mention quickly is that I made not one, but three book trailers. I love creative stuff. And so I went to Fiverr and provided them with the content. They had all the sample trailers there. And within 3 days, I had like three amazing and professionally done book trailers. So I hear your pain. I feel your heart and what's going on in your head. And, you know, you're thinking, oh, I'm not her. I don't have the money, or I don't have what she has, you know, but I was where you're at a year ago. I had no idea how to write a book, zero money in the bank. And instead of staying overwhelmed and trying to figure it out on my own, I didn't want to waste another 10 years of my life on how to get her done. So I joined Author Academy Elite. And it's only because I did that I'm where I am today. It totally accelerated my life and my dreams as a speaker and an author. Carrie's beyond generous. He's caring. He's an expert in his field. He is a man of integrity who over-delivers. And I'm telling you, if you follow his program step by step, I promise you that you're going to start with a book in your heart and end up with a book in your hands. Then there's the Author Academy, the Author Tribe on Facebook, which is, you know, basically a bunch of struggling authors like myself and potentially yourself. And we encourage each other along. We have 24-hour access to each other and to Carrie, and it's just amazing. So seriously, life is too short. So why reinvent the wheel when someone has given you all the tools for you to use and for you to succeed? I'm telling you, it will save you so much time, money, and stress. And it's truly an invaluable investment that I can't recommend enough. So thank you, Carrie. I'm telling you, this tribe, this Author Academy group, it's a place where they make dreams come true. And that could be you. So worth considering, and all the best to you guys. And thanks again, Carrie.